When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. A ranch hand's wife in Montana penned a poem that struck a chord with this Missouri girl, sort of like, I guess, our Missouri River. She calls her work The Hired Man's Wife. Now listen as I tell you about Jody Strand's account. With the job, your housing's furnished, but your house is not your own. And every time you have to move, you grumble and you groan. 'Cause you just got to know the neighbors and your bedroom curtains came. Your seeds just came up in the garden and now the preacher can call you by name. You finally got the house fixed up, the leaky faucets and busted screens. You've shampooed the rugs and washed the walls and scrubbed and shined and cleaned. You trimmed the trees and mowed the yard, and you've got some flowers growing. But now that you've made this place your home, you'll be leaving soon, you're knowing. 'Cause when you get all settled in and start planning for next year, you know that he'll sit down one day and say, "You better start packing, dear. I heard about this better job where we can run cows of our own. The pay is good and the housing's furnished, so pack up and let's get going." You take down all your pictures, pack your dishes and your clothes, walk through your half-grown garden, wipe your tears, blow your nose. He's trying to make life better, trying hard to get ahead, and he will never understand the lonely tears you shed. 'Cause that housing that was furnished was like unmolded clay. You worked and shaped into your home and forgot you couldn't stay. Now it's time for you to move again, and reluctantly, you'll go. But part of you will stay behind to watch your garden grow. How can you start over again and again, some other women ask. We simply smile because we know we're equal to the task. You see, ranch hands' wives have a special gift for accepting what we've been handed. And to live the cowboy life we love will grow anywhere we're planted. Menfolk may never fully understand that the heart of a woman is her home. With just one minor change in this poem, Mrs. Strand's words could be my own. You see, preachers' wives also have a special gift for accepting what we've been handed, and to live the life we love will grow where we're planted. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate close for today.